Hello, everyone.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
What a weird way
Something
to start.
Something sounded creepy about that, John
What's
David.
What's up? 200 episodes, so you got the two bosses in.
That's it.
Who literally had the initial meeting to have this podcast.
And you didn't believe in it.
No, I did. I just didn't think it would last very long.
He didn't believe in me.
I knew y'all had
I believed
in
Si, but I mean.
No, he didn't believe in me.
I didn't know if Si had enough, you know, gas in the tank for
200. Well, he almost
200.
Died twice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, money was on the right thing. I just kept on going. And so
we've had eye surgeries, lung surgeries. Martin passed out in his bathroom and broke a mirror. Hey, I was in the hospital for 5 days.
I am pleasantly and awesomely, I won't say surprised. I didn't realize you guys have done an unbelievable job. This has been super cool and interesting. I've been on a couple of times.
Si's laughing. He's not used to really like complimenting.
I know, and I'm
saying,
trying to give a compliment.
You're doing good.
I was totally wrong. I was like, I don't think it'll last very long, and I don't think people will listen. And
well, we just go
I
real
was
life.
Totally wrong.
What the funniest thing about this is nobody has ever believed in me.
And you keep proving them wrong.
How do you like him now?
That's right. Yeah.
How do you like him now?
That's right. How do you like me now, baby?
How do you like him now? It has been crazy.
200 episodes.
Y'all have actually lived through a lot.
Godwin's got
y'all survived
thing going
a lot
on. He's lost like 30 pounds. I started working out with Stone, lost like 40 pounds, gained 35 of it back already. It's just
Martin
the roller coaster of life.
There's been 200 pounds of probably of weight loss.
And like 198 of gain. So like we're just staying the course.
200. Did y'all
Martin had twins.
Martin has twins. That's more weight. More weight added to the family. Yep. Martin was huge and now he's smaller. And
now
200. Did y'all do a highlight of like the best of 200? Like what were the top stories of?
We should do that.
Eagle the Pigeon. That's a top one.
Then my father looked like he's having an epileptic fit when he laughs.
Well, and that,
when he's crying.
That one was kind of rated PG-13. Yeah. I don't know if that made it, Si.
Well, hey, look.
We should have the top stories that didn't make it.
Oh, no. I got a lot of those.
A lot that didn't make it.
If you're talking about Red Skelton and Groucho Marx,
it turns 30.
They both got fined. Red Skelton got fined $150,000, and Groucho Marx went a little further, and he got $300,000.
You can't tell those jokes.
They blanked the TV out.
On the TV, but you know where you can tell them? Right here in the duck call room.
We told them. It's a little crude, okay? I admit it's a little crude, but it's a fantastic and funny crude.
Hey,
okay,
big crude is
funny. That is funny. That's
you got
Red Skelton
and Groucho Marx for crying out loud.
Well, hey,
you're in their camp, huh? So.
Yeah. From the CEO of Duck Commander, I want to say congratulations for 200 episodes.
Y'all are
way to go. This is awesome. This is the original room on Duck Dynasty where the duck calls were
actually put
together. Built at the time. Yeah. And so this was where it happened. I busted in those doors many a time. I busted through the doors a couple of times.
That's right. He fell through them a couple of times.
Didn't they take them off the hinges one time?
Yeah, one time I went to go in and I hope all the doors fell off.
I forgot about that. That's hilarious. There have been a lot of stories told in this room. That's for sure.
200 episodes is awesome. 50 years of Duck Commander. We're also celebrating that. And I believe it is 10 years of Duck Dynasty.
Yeah,
this
10
is
years.
10 years.
2012 was when
March
Duck Dynasty
of 2012.
Came out.
That's
March 21st.
Years. Trivia. Oh, this is all kind of
good
going on here.
There's a lot of anniversaries.
Some very significant
birthdays.
Birthdays.
We're celebrating Kay's 75th birthday.
75th. Mine was this year, which was 50. Really which mine is 50. Easy because I always know it's the same as Duck Commander. When Phil had the idea. For Duck Commander.
You were just in your mother's womb. Like
well, that's when he saw me and said, he saw a ship coming, boy.
A ship coming, boy.
Oh, that's funny.
That is, though, that's the coolest story. It, you know, because, you know, that's part of what sold me on working for him. He said, hey, I can see it on the ocean.
Well, I want to hear that story. I want to hear that whole story shortly.
Yeah, it actually was a ship was on the ocean.
The ship was coming in.
And
well,
I said, hey, well, you got to up the pay a little bit right now. Yeah,
but we've had So we've had a lot of guests. Corey, you're one of the favorites. Kay's one of the favorites.
Thank you.
Willie, everybody in Iowa thinks you're a jerk, but that's okay.
Iowa?
You don't even remember. You've never watched an episode.
I've never watched an episode.
You don't remember what you said.
Oh, he's like
me. What's wrong with Iowa?
You literally go, oh, they... You made fun of Iowa, and then you go, nobody from Iowa watches this anyway.
I love Iowa. I was just joking.
100 emails.
Me and I was like one of my brothers. Like, I joke with them. Like, we're super close. We have a love.
That is kind of Willie's love language. If he, like, makes fun of you, that means he likes you. That's like kind of his.
I love all the cities in Iowa. I love
both of them.
Des Moines. I love Cedar Rapids.
Especially
all the others. All those other cities in Iowa.
Trying to get people.
You got Iowa. You got the Hawkeyes. You got Iowa State.
I feel like
other stuff in Iowa. Corn. I mean, who doesn't love corn?
That's right. Who doesn't love corn?
Everybody likes corn.
Great little super.
It'd make a great Christmas.
I love it.
Is it a square state? Is it like a small square? Just right in the middle.
You don't even know what Iowa looks like.
I don't even know what it looks like. That's how close we are. That's how close
we are. No, you don't know what it looks like.
Because we're so close, I don't even pay attention anymore. It was like, that's my little brother Iowa right
like
there.
Like when Corey gets
there. He's right there somewhere in the middle of the country.
Exactly.
Doing what he does.
No, after that episode you were on, it was like, hey, Willie, I was listening. Hey, I would check it in here. I was just scrolling through them. So, good folks of Iowa.
I love Iowa.
I got your back. But speaking of 200 episodes... which is a lot, and Christmas is coming up. Willie, what are you getting for Christmas?
Christmas time.
What did they get you now that I don't work here and make that decision?
From the company?
We have some surprises.
Yeah. Oh, you probably hadn't got it yet.
Have we had the Christmas party? Yet.
It's tonight.
Wait a minute. Tonight is the Duckmander Christmas party?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was the 50th anniversary party.
And Christmas party.
Okay.
We're throwing it
Nobody
all in.
Nobody told me.
We're throwing it all in together.
Birthday party.
Come on, man.
All
so I haven't, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Usually it's something nice, but I can't.
I hope you're
getting... I actually know this year.
Okay, I didn't realize tonight was the Duck Commander. I thought it was the whole anniversary and tour and
it's
all that kind
of
stuff.
It's all of it together.
It's all
we
together.
We just rolled it
Speaking
all up
Speaking of
in
tour,
one.
Since he mentioned tour, you got to come back if you have been to the tour before because we have some major upgrades. Major? We did a little...
You're like telling me that? Or down.
No, I'm telling the people. The people. The
He's
people
not
going to
go through it.
He's going through it tonight. So we did a little upgrade for our tour, and we've been closed down for the last 2 weeks, which I apologize if you came by in the last 2 weeks, but it was for a good cause because we updated the rooms and freshened everything up, and paint and lights and
swept, mop,
new stuff that you've never seen before, and we're really excited.
Swept and mop, baby.
We swept and mop.
We're really excited. Yes. Well, here's something me and Si are very excited about because we've made it 200 episodes, and you know who's been here for a lot of those episodes?
Who's that?
You're one of your best friends.
Who's that?
Tommy John.
Man, by the name of Tommy John.
John, the underwear king.
The underwear king.
Boy.
If you're wondering what to get Si for Christmas, he's wanting more Tommy Johns. Cause
that's it.
Why?
It's like not having nothing on.
And nothing on at all.
That's why for years, Phil will tell you, I run naked.
But okay. Now he wears Tommy John's.
The only reason you ran naked
is freedom.
Because you had never met a man named Tommy John.
That's right. I'd never met the man named Tommy John.
Oh, but you all know how much we love doing those commercials because they're hilarious. But we do love the product. And they're helping us celebrate episode 200. And we're going to give out 5 people $100 Tommy John gift cards.
Oh,
nice.
$100 worth of Tommy John.
$100
boy.
Gift cards.
$100 gift cards.
Yeah. So 5 people are going to be feeling
how,
like
together. How do they enter?
Like
how do they
separate.
Enter?
Like they don't have to go in together.
No, you're getting $100.
You'll get like
no,
you don't underwear.
You get your own pairs.
Okay, right,
you get to pick out what you
that
want.
That would be weird.
I'd go with the lounge pants. But look, to get one of those $100 gift cards from Tommy John's, all you have to do is follow us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you leave a bad review, I'm not picking you. I don't know if I have that power.
Yeah, you don't have that power.
And then leave us a comment.
You don't have that power.
And then leave us a comment on Instagram or YouTube to tell us your favorite Duck Call Room episodes. 5 randomly selected. I don't have that power. 5 randomly selected listeners who follow Duck Call Room, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment on YouTube or Instagram about your favorite episode will each get a $100 gift card from Tommy John.
Time of John. That's a nice Christmas present.
That is a great Christmas present. So go do all that that I just told you. If you don't remember it, like I don't right now, rewind and get through that maze again.
If you don't know, rewind. Rewind on your cassette player, like just rewind it, listen to it.
Look, I know I don't work for you anymore, but rewind's just, you just move your thumb a little.
Oh, that's
pretty easy.
Who taught you that? Tommy John?
Tommy John taught me that. You know why I know how to rewind? Because I'm wearing them right now. And when you wear Tommy John's, you do everything better. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunchy?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? Believe. That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be, that's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get monster day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/up. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/up.
They're delicious.
And we're back.
Yeah, what a story.
What a story.
No, really.
Yeah.
Really, every piece of it, of the whole documentary story is miraculous.
And if let's just say that lady doesn't want that house that day, does Duck Dynasty, like, what all ends up happening? Because you could still be in Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd probably be dead.
What if the golf course would have offered him just a buttload more money to stay?
Oh, I don't think that was happening.
Well, look, they missed me.
I bet they did.
No, trust me. I
think about you at a golf course is like, because I think about Caddyshack and Sigh.
No.
A lot of naps.
Courtroom. Well, you got to think about it. Here I come in. It's right at daylight. Okay. And the first thing I do is I told the guy that was the mechanic, hey, open one of the bay doors. You know, what he told me. I said, open the bay door. Well, he opened it. I backed my Mitsubishi in, throw a spike deer out, put him on the chain, and I'm cleaning. The superintendent of the golf course comes in. I'm in there gutting a deer because I was running over him that morning.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Didn't even hunt him. He ran over him.
No. Hey, I was just driving about 60 miles an hour, and he come out.
Did you swerve to hit him?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Hey, and look, it was a headshot.
Did nothing about that.
He just come out of the ditch and just boom, right at the side of my Mitsubishi, broke his neck. You know, so I'm just behind him. He's spinning around in the road, going down the road, and I'm just lightly tapping the brakes till he stops, pull up, open the back, throw him in the back. He's dead. You know, put him in there, pull in there and start gutting him. And the superintendent walked
that
in.
That was the ethical thing to do. So,
no, no, he said, what are you doing? I said, well, the stupid idiot dented my right fender. I said, he goes in the freezer, Jack, hey, to pay for it.
That's, you got to trade the meat
yeah,
for the
trade for the meat
damage.
For the fender.
Yeah, true. So Willie spent some time on the golf course, even though he didn't work for a golf course. But when we were dating, you spent a lot of time on the golf course. Finding balls.
What, hunting frogs? And
hunting,
are you teeing me up for something?
Hunting balls. Yes, I am.
About how much money I made on the golf course?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly,
yeah. Definitely made some money on the golf course. And, yeah, we used to go look for balls. And
get out in the pond and, like, find balls and then clean them in our dishwasher.
Did you
add balls in our dishwasher and clean them and sell them?
Yeah. You go at night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got
I was always the man in the water, too.
Well, hey.
The man in the water. Somebody had to get in and throw him out. And
that's the part I didn't tell you, but I drove the superintendent that was running the place nuts.
Yeah.
Because I was always telling him, I said, hey, I need to go fishing today.
You probably didn't have to tell Willie that.
No. And then I was trying to talk him into let me hunt. Because every year when the blue-winged teal come in, just thousands of them sitting on the pond.
Right. But it's a golf course.
Yeah.
So
you know what I'm saying? Hey, you need to let me shoot these ducks and deer. Because the deer were tearing up the greens.
Yeah. Like
they'd
gophers.
Get up there and fight, you know, and just, it'd take us a week to clean up where they just tore up everything. You know, and I said, hey, look, let me shoot that big rascal, and he won't be doing it anymore.
Si, he was Bill Murray on Caddyshack.
Oh no, no,
the redneck version.
The redneck version of Bill Murray. That's
we come in there one day. They killed a big Congo.
That's a
okay. No,
explain what that is. That's a water moccasin.
That's a big water moccasin, poisonous. Okay, so look, they killed him and come in, and they knew I was deathly afraid of snakes. So this guy comes in, he's fixing to harass me with it. Until I picked up one of them iron stakes we used to stick in the ground and rope off for people, tell them, hey, stay on the path. You ain't getting running off in the fairway.
You ain't running on this grass.
Yeah, you ain't going in the grass.
It rains.
So, hey, he come walking in and I grabbed it, you know. And he started walking to me and I said, hey, I'm fixing to kill you and that snake. He said, the snake's already dead. I said, I know, and I'm fixing to kill you. Yo, and one of the guys, he was fixing.
Yeah, dude, we're talking about murder.
Oh, no. We're talking about it was fixing to happen because I was fixing to bend that iron pipe over his head.
You don't mess with snakes.
You don't mess with snakes.
So, look, he's coming toward me, and one of the other guys had to grab him and said, hey, you idiot, he's not kidding. He will kill you over
he's
that.
He's military, and he's crazy. He's working at a golf course. He was in
Nam. He will kill you.
He's the one you don't want to do that
so
to.
Look, he turned him loose. He started walking to him again, and I had both hands, and I was just fixing to brain him. I was fixing to bust his head open, I'm telling you. And the guy grabbed him again and said, hey, you idiot, threw him down and got on top of him and said, hey, you stupid idiot, he's dead serious. He'll kill you dead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes sides.
Oh, that got violent.
I'm actually glad you moved here because we might have saved you from a life in prison.
Oh, no.
I know. He was spending the rest of his life in an Alabama prison.
And Phil will shoot the snake, so he's not going to scare you with snakes.
We don't play with snakes.
No, we don't play with snakes.
I'm glad we might have just saved your life.
Well, probably did.
We probably did.
This idiot was fixing to come back again, and hey, I was fixing to kill him.
Man was going to kill him.
Every once in a while, we get on side stories, and it's a good thing there's statute of limitations.
Oh, no. Well, hey, that's like Christine. If you ask her, she's seen me mad twice.
Twice.
In our
in
marriage.
70
in our
years.
Lifetime. And she said, hey, and I don't want to see the third one.
I need to know why. What were the things?
Well, are we going there? No.
We've edited this out before.
No.
We've already edited.
She was pregnant in Germany with Tracy.
Right.
Okay. And we had a good friend that we bowled with. I was in a bowling league, you know,
of course
me and
you
her.
Were.
So look.
We were in a bowling league.
Hey,
we took after Uncle Si.
Of course you were.
I'm at work. Well, he shows up at the house and is hitting on my woman who is pregnant.
Uh-oh.
So it took her about 2 hours.
Kind of weird.
No, yeah. So I come home and I know something's wrong. And I said, hey, what's the matter? And she said, no. I said, bull.
Bullshit.
I said, hey, I know you too well. Something has happened, and hey, we're not going anywhere, not going to do nothing else until you tell me what happened. Well, she did. Well, we had a bowling night that night.
It was league night.
Oh, yeah. So
classic Tuesday.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Uh-oh.
he got, and look, here's what got me. He had just a drop dead gorgeous wife and just the greatest personality. Okay, and he's trying to cheat on her with my wife who was carrying my baby. And he knew about all the trouble we had had, like for 2 years. I've been going to the doctor. She's been going, all that. And then he's going to act up. Couldn't stand it. I finally said, come on back. Let me get, come on, I'm going to go get a beer. You know, so we got the beer and I handed it to him. And I said, hey, you ever show up at my house again? And I grabbed him and just yanked him up in front of me. I said, I will kill you.
This is the second killing reference. No. This is the celebration of 200 episodes.
Hold on.
We've got two threatened.
Hey, this guy normally bowled 200 something.
Hey, that he's a great bowler. 72. That's why you're with him, yeah.
He bowled 65.
65.
Okay. He was scared you were going to take a bowling ball and throw it at him.
I was, yo.
Now, how pregnant was Chris? I'm wondering the attraction. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, this is odd, but I'm like, is she like months? Yeah,
no, she's showing.
Okay, she's showing. Yeah. Okay.
So he's a weird guy.
I was trying to figure it out. He's a great bowler.
Yeah.
Into some weird.
And just a dog.
Beautiful
a dog
wife.
As a human being.
A dog as a human being.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Okay, that's justifiable. That's justifiable.
And as most of your stories end, you threaten to kill him.
Oh, no.
You think he's listening right now?
Hey.
No.
Hey. I scared that boy beyond belief. His eyes got that big around because, hey, I was dead serious when I told him.
I hope that made him make a turnaround. And also, I think we need to go to like something happy. So we're going to make a turnaround and take a break. And maybe we can smile and laugh and not hurt anybody this.
No one lives on this earth without getting, in stale, so to speak. Okay. If you don't think you're going to run into troubles and trials.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's going to have them.
Hey, look, even America's favorite uncle had to get in somebody's face.
That's right.
Threatened to kill him.
And threatened to murder him. All right. Well, we'll be right back with no tire irons or bowling balls right after this.
We ready? Here we go. All right, we're back. Before I forget.
Rolling.
Hey. Linus.
Linus.
Ohio. Thanks for all the good stuff and the cedar guitar pick that you made for me. I'm going to try that on my guitar. By the way, you asked me what kind I've got. I've got a Taylor. I've got acoustic and I've got an electric too, but I can't play none. I can't play none of them. I've even got a, what's the one that, The steel, not a steel guitar, but it's a.
Banjo?
No.
Electric.
Bass.
No, stand it's up one you, it's one you, you're sitting down and you play it.
It's a steel.
Steel guitar.
Piano.
Steel guitar.
Drum. And a steel guitar.
Trombone.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right now.
I thought a steel guitar is what you play.
It's a Fender. It's a Fender, and it's signed by Willie Nelson.
Nice. Wow.
Somebody, no, I'm serious. Somebody brought it to church one day and said, hey, Willie said
it
to you.
It was a guy named Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson.
But not the one you know.
Oh, no, it is the one you know.
Well, how do you know?
Huh? Because, hey, it's his signature. Hey.
Willie Nelson came to church and gave you a guitar.
Because Si grabbed the guy by his shirt and said, look, if it ain't the real Willie Nelson, I'll kill you. I'll kill you right here, Dad.
But anyway, it was. And it's a Fender and it's, the Dobro. That's what
Dobro.
Dobro.
Oh, didgeridoo. Yeah.
I was going to ask, are you still playing music? Are you still?
Well,
you can play at the party tonight.
A little bit.
No, I can't play. That's the problem. I got four guitars at the house and I can't play it.
Well, I thought you learned how to play.
No, I play the chords.
You had the little chord, buddy, and you
Hey, I can play the chords, but I cannot make music.
You were.
He can go.
All you can do is sing.
Hey, I can't sing though. Hey. I know what you get at. You
that should
boat.
Go on Masked Singer.
He already
He's
has a mask.
Missed an opportunity.
I've already got the mask. Hey, I made $300,000 my first year there, son.
In your face.
Nice.
$300,000 ain't nothing to sneeze at.
You made $300,000 doing what?
Singing.
Oh.
Me and the band.
You're a professional singer.
Hey,
that's
if I made $300,000, that's pretty
good. So in your whole musical career, are we up or down?
We're up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're up. $300,000. Good grief, son. For someone
somebody's down. I don't know who
somebody went down.
For an unknown
for an unknown. Okay, wait. I just noticed something when you lean forward. What? Do you have? Are you missing a lens?
He's missing one spectacle. Right. He's got a one of those.
A monocle. What? He's got a monocle guy. I ordered him one for Christmas.
No, no. What it is? Okay, I had cataract surgery on the left eye.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't need the lens anymore.
Nice.
He's going to be a member.
You still have the frame, but.
The frame. Right, it's just lens out.
Just so we're clear.
This one hadn't been done yet. The right eye hadn't been done. That's going to be done the 9th of January.
This was a doctor's suggestion. He got home and said, pop, and just did it himself.
Oh, no, I did.
That worked.
So what's your vision now in your left eye?
Probably 20/20.
Probably?
Well, no, I don't know.
How many fingers am I holding? How many fingers am I holding? No, I'm holding up one.
No, hey, no, you got three. You got three, and you got the other one on the thumb, son.
I was holding up one.
I see that, dummy. Okay. Yes, he said this.
It wasn't a vision question. It was a thinking question.
Okay, I know. It was you being you.
So you're going to get the other one fixed. Will you still wear the glasses with just the frames?
No,
like
no,
for a look?
I'm going to have to get the clear.
All right.
Because they had said that on the podcast. Wait a minute, you got to wear glasses. Nobody will know you.
It's a brand, man.
It's a brand.
Nobody will know you.
That's right.
Yeah, who's the old guy over there with no glasses? I can't tell who that is. Man, he just blends in with the crowd.
And why's he got a jug of tea everywhere he goes?
I will have clear glasses.
You can be disguised. No,
just
you
wearing them with nothing.
Like when you go through the airport.
To protect you.
He just takes his glasses off and everybody's like, it's a creepy old man.
That's right. When you walk through the airport, you can just wear no glasses. No one will know who you are.
And he puts the glasses on and there's a mile.
Corey's made fun of your glasses.
Oh, no.
She comes out one time and she's like, hey, is everybody ready to go? She has on sunglasses. One is dark, one is just like yours, gone, and she does not realize
that
one of them are out.
Well,
and I'm like, what kind of look we got going here? And she didn't know.
I
should have just let her walk
sunglasses?
Out. Sunglasses?
Yeah,
sunglasses.
I don't know how.
One's out, one's in. She has no idea.
Yeah.
I feel like
I
have been
no
noticing.
Idea how I did it. I guess the sunglasses were not that effective. Maybe they weren't that strong or something. I don't know how I did it, but that was hilarious and actually embarrassing. So I don't know how long I've been walking around with just one sunglass lens.
Right, one sunglass lens.
That's a rough look there.
It was bad. Day.
This one's okay.
Bad. Shoot, I had someone going to say, no, you distracted
you
me with that story.
I think you were trying to hire Si for tonight.
You were talking about the party.
At the party.
Tonight we're having a big party.
But I had something else, but that's okay. Besides, you're welcome to play at the party tonight if you want to.
He can't play anything.
So we're having a Duck Commander Christmas party mixed with 50th anniversary party. Mixed with Kay's 75th birthday party.
Wow.
So we have a ton to celebrate tonight.
That's a three for one sale.
Maybe so I can play one of those mouth things. Doing, 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 doing. Maybe you could do that.
Nope.
The spoons or the, the little spoon
thing.
What is
that?
I can play the spoons.
Yeah.
What is that thing called?
That is that. Mm-hmm.
If you were my assistant, I would get you to find that out.
Find it out. Boing, 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 noise maker.
Well, here's the thing. Should we place bets on who of your family will actually show up tonight? Because your family's not really known for showing
up
to
stuff.
Parties.
Yeah, and we're not much on that.
The job.
Y'all aren't much on parties, celebrations. No, y'all aren't. No. Did you have birthday parties growing up, babe?
I did, but. No one showed up.
He had them. Just
that's
him.
The problem. You're just
at your 50th birthday party. It was all of Corey's family, which we love you.
That's what I'm saying. I just celebrated 50.
Yeah.
Nobody from my family was there.
Si was.
I'm saying nobody that's not in.
Well,
room.
Jason's
nobody
across important. The street. That'd have been a long walk.
Didn't show up. Phil and Kay, no show.
Yeah. Your family's good on the day to day. Like y'all had your family meals every day. You're good on the day to day. You're just not good on the big moments of life.
So at certain points in the day when there was food being consumed, they would show up. They would be in that place.
Yeah.
But outside of that, no, they weren't getting together.
Well, you know what Phil said about the 50th anniversary?
What?
He goes, I ain't big on anniversaries except for one. 2022 years ago, a man was born and we're telling time by him.
Do you know how many calls down there I've made to all their people to make sure they come tonight? It's been, and I will believe it when I actually see them there.
Did you text Phil to come?
No, I did not text Phil.
It'll be awkward.
Phil wouldn't get that text.
I would just
Kay have a birthday cake.
Phone.
Kay has a birthday cake.
Yeah, phones ain't no good.
Yeah, no phones.
We don't like phones either.
I'm texting all the people around Phil and Kay to make sure they come tonight. Kay will show
we'll
up.
Get
Kay
Phil
shows
and Kay,
up.
Jace, does he show up? I say no.
Yes, no. Maybe.
Maybe. Yes. I said yes, maybe.
You don't
I
know.
Say no.
You never know about Jace.
50-50 on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know about him.
Al will be there.
Al will be there.
Al,
will
be there.
Al, you can count on Al.
There's cake.
Al.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to wait for the lull so you can say it.
You got to get him in there.
Al, have that vest on.
You'll have that magic vest on. He'll be there eating that cake.
There is cake. There's good food. Jeff? We have a video that we'll share with everybody. I think we're going to, we have like a 50th anniversary celebration video that we're going to share with everybody. Will
Jeff
come?
Are we saying yes on Jeff? I'm saying no.
I don't know.
They've been.
He's got to come.
Who, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm saying no. I'm saying no.
You think no?
I think he has something going on. Somebody has something. No, wait a minute. It's Christmas week. Nobody's
everybody
got anything going
here.
On.
That's that. Who knows?
We'll see. We'll report.
Phyllis. Will Phyllis be
Phyllis
there?
Will be there.
Phyllis will be there.
You can count on Phyllis. Yeah.
She missed the 25th anniversary party we had
We didn't have a 25th. We did. We had a big 40th.
We had a 40th. Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. Yeah, we filmed it on Duck Dynasty. Yeah, that was 40th. Yeah.
That one was the one with the big duck call.
That was actually season one of Duck Dynasty was our 40th. And now we're 10 years later. Season one, 10 years later, we're at our 50th.
Hey,
yeah,
you're smart. It's good math.
Like a decade or something.
Oh, I know what I was going to say earlier.
Oh, wait,
here
we go.
I have a question
the
for y'all.
The shrimp store called.
I have a question for y'all. This will test your intelligence. See how quick you can tell me this answer, okay?
12.
If you were born 12 years ago, how old would you be?
38.
Okay, so...
No, I ain't good on math.
If you were born 12 years ago, how old would you be?
11. I'd be 12.
You'd be 12.
I'd be 12. If you were born 12 years ago, you'd be 12 years old, dummy.
Thank you. That's right.
I'm sorry. I didn't see the Laffy Taffy wrappers that you were reading the jokes from.
Wait, the answer is 12?
The answer is 12.
If you were born 12 years ago.
If you were born 12 years ago, you'd be 12. 12
years ago.
Well, no, I knew when she coyly smiled when I said 38. She was like, got him.
I thought the answer was 12, but I thought surely this is tougher, so I'm going to go with like, no, it's 11. Because
I didn't know that Corey was practicing on becoming her father, so...
Oh, I'm telling you what it is. She's sitting where John Godwin sits.
Yep, see?
So
it's rubbing off
on me. Education level goes down.
People named John have a lot of jokes.
The jokes are rubbing off on me.
Oh, so you're the joke.
Oh, I got you a good one,
I'm in the position for the jokes.
For your grandkids.
Okay,
when you're ready for them to go to bed.
Okay.
You just tell them the cows are sleeping in the field. Because it's past your bedtime. Boom!
Past your bedtime.
That's my kids' favorite one. We do it every night. And they smile and go to bed. It works.
Hey,
that's good.
They go to bed.
Whatever works.
I'm not as funny as I used to be.
I can't remember why I thought of that joke, but it was something we were talking about. And I was like, we need to test intelligence. So that was like an IQ test. That wasn't really a joke. That was an IQ test, and you failed.
You're a failure, you big dummy.
All right, so big moments in Duck Commander history. So about halfway through Duck Commander history, Cy came on board. Are we right on that? Like midway?
Yeah,
1998-ish.
Midway through.
Yeah.
Just past midway.
Yeah, midway.
We add in an employee, which is
Cy
Robertson.
Who didn't, like, do a lot of the work, but boy, was he
but
important
he was
later on.
I came on board in...
Diamond in the Rough,
baby.
2000, like, right? After
2003.
2003.
Because we had four kids.
When I officially, I just never got paid for it, but...
True.
Started getting paid.
You were the best driver.
Yeah.
You were the best driver.
2003 is when I came in. But in the early stages, there wasn't many people.
It was just y'all, huh?
I wonder the first.
Did Jace
person.
Ever do anything else besides work at Duck Commander?
He went
no.
No. No. No, he went to
school,
seminary.
He went to a seminar.
He He went to a seminar and learned how to. And then he came aboard. Weekend. Jeff, I wonder who the first.
He worked at the church for a little while.
This would be interesting. No, I'll try to find this out tonight at the party.
Yeah.
At the
party. Who was the first person Phil hired?
Gary Stevens for filming, but not like Stevenson.
Yeah, that's a different person, but yeah.
Gary Stevenson for filming
he wasn't an employee. He was never an employee.
Was it John
Godwin? I'm
wondering
who the first. No, I mean, he hired
Burley.
Like Christine worked there. I mean, she was.
Christine worked at Duck Commander?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Secretary.
Yeah.
He was the secretary.
Never knew that.
That's a little trivia for you.
Yeah. Lisa, Misty.
Where was the. Here's a question. Where was the office at that point?
In the little blue house.
That little blue house. Yep.
And the little blue house was the Duck Commander office.
Is that little blue house?
Does anybody remember the little blue house?
I remember it because it smelled like mold even then. And I could not. I was like, I don't know how they're working in here.
Wait, that like little shed back behind Phil and Kay's house?
Correct.
Yeah.
Was the secretary?
That was the
Duck Commander. No, that was the Duck Commander office.
Yeah.
When I got down there, that was the office. Remember we built the sidewalk?
No, no. Oh, yeah.
So Kay and Phil, this is my favorite about Phil. So Phil's like, we need a warehouse. So he builds basically a little metal shed, but he goes right like 4 feet in front of the door of the office and just puts the shed. So it's like, well, Dad, you kind of like, now we can't even get
in. Yeah, we can't even get in the office.
No, he couldn't get in and out of the office. With like trees, you know, because he wouldn't let you cut the trees either.
It's about half as wide as this right here. You had to actually turn sideways to go in there.
So okay, but before that little building that ended up being, we called it the Lickety Split. It was a kid's playroom when it was yours. Okay, when
that was the duck call room.
Yeah,
where did y'all make the reeds before that little building got there?
In the shed that is now the country kitchen where that sits.
Yeah, well, that's the shed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then y'all moved into that little.
No.
The silver building behind the house where I lived for a summer, there was reeds in there. Remember the little silver, tiny, tiny little storage room? That was a reed place.
Duck Commander.
Nobody remember. It was like the thinnest silver, like, wrap. And it was a little.
I remember it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Back here, off your little.
We would
bedroom.
Go out the back door.
The trailer?
No. This is a storage bin, literally the size of we're right here.
I don't remember.
Because you would open the back door to pee, but you didn't pee. You couldn't pee on the building. And you couldn't be. We were banned from peeing on the concrete because they smell like pee.
Oh, that's
so you had to pee. Just short of the building, right on the concrete,
disgusting.
Into the dirt.
Oh, no.
Couldn't have walked around?
No. Was like, and you know, you're talking about several urinations.
Well, y'all did have one bathroom.
Yeah, we just, now you just peed out, you just kicked that door open, and you had a certain little, but you had to pee on the dirt. That was the rule.
Gotta pee on the dirt. So Duck Commander was built
in sheds,
lean-tos. And with urinals.
I should ask these questions tonight, see who remembers.
We need to come up with some questions. Yeah,
the little silver building. That must have been before Si. I lived in there in high school.
I don't remember that.
I just remember whenever I started like coming around.
We did work in the trailer for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That was when W.E. was around.
Yeah.
He didn't really work, but he was there.
Yeah.
I think the little silver storage room was before you got there. I want to say Al was building the reeds.
Yeah.
I want to say Al was
working. Al built reeds?
Because I remember taking out the, you know, the little.
They all tried it.
No one could
all.
Do it like
I never built the reeds.
Well, no, Phil said all of you tried it. He said, hey, these idiots can't do it. They won't take the time. They're not paying attention. You know.
I will have to say, I never built the reeds.
Yeah, because he just said, hey, they're driving me insane. I need somebody that I can depend on to that will do it and try to make them standard. So that's what I did.
Good job, Si.
Thank you for that contribution.
My career was like the military.
Then Stone came along, and Stone brought it all into the 21st century. He automated everything.
That's good. But we still make them right here. So I don't know if people know that. People probably think we like get them shipped in from everywhere. We still make them right here.
Still make them right here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Willie, what was your specialty? What did you like doing? Like, what was your job that you did when you were young that you liked or didn't like?
At Duck Commander?
Yeah, Duck Commander.
He was just peeing in between
the
buildings.
Most of them. I liked answering the phone. I like selling duck calls to people.
Yeah.
Those people would call in. Yeah, I was starving for like any human being outside of Mouth of Cyber. I enjoyed that. Oh, I did not like dipping. Oh. So we would have to dip the calls in the tongue oil because the ends of my fingers were all brown. And I was embarrassed at school because I had like brown fingers.
You stained
like just on the end. You know, it looked just stained. Oh, yeah. Nobody knew what it was. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Some kind of disease where your fingers are turning yellow.
I'd always keep my hands in my pockets. And I didn't mind. Yeah, it was sad. And I said, one day, buddy, I will never stick my fingers in tongue oil. But I did not make reeds. It's one of the few jobs I never did. I was like the military. I went to like officer training. So I was already knew I was going to be beyond reed maker. but for real, Si, that was the deal. Nobody wanted to make it. It's the worst job ever.
Yeah.
And so they were like, hey, maybe Si will do it. Yeah. And so nobody wanted, because it's just,
Oh, no. Boring ain't the word. That's why I actually stuck a rivet through my fingernail.
Oh,
don't do this story.
He did.
Oh, yeah. That hurts me.
Yeah, the little rivet would come down. It was like a needle. Yeah. He stuck one right there.
Oh, no. Oh, look, it did my finger. It's under the nail like this.
Oh, that hurts like me. That makes
look,
me so hurt.
I didn't even say nothing. And I said, I pushed it up like that. And I said, well, I guess I better go to the emergency room to make sure that rivet ain't in my fingernail. And they said, what? Nathan and Gavin said, what?
You didn't even like yell.
No. They look and they said,
who's the man?
You stuck that through your finger and you didn't even make a. I said, it was too late to yell. I said, that's stupidity. You'd done it.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, it's too late to yell.
You missed your opportunity to yell.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, the best part of that was me and my wife were sitting at home that night. And I had a pocket knife that was real. I'd sharpened it so much that the end of it was just real fine. And I said, well, I can either go to the doctor and have him cut it.
Oh, no.
Because it was both sides were still there.
What you got against the doctor?
No, I don't like doctors. I said, well, the doctor will hurt me
twice. They fix your eyes. They fix your lungs.
You know, I said, a doctor will hurt me twice as much as I will hurt myself. That's I said, not so true. I just reached in my pocket, got my foot stone out, sharpened it real good, and I said, okay. Thumb it. Yeah! In it. Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
200 episodes and of look, the Duck Caller, murder and pain.
Hey, murder the fingernail's gone, but hey, look, it grew in perfectly right because I took it off. Looks, otherwise, it wouldn't have come in right.
You do have nice nails.
I knew it. I take care of them, son.
All right, and we're back, and we got a few emails in. Probably just going to do one or two because we're running out of time because of how much fun we've had. But as always, for 200 episodes, you guys have emailed in some great stuff. We've talked about a lot of fun stuff. We've talked about a lot of heavy stuff. But right now, I'm just excited to announce this one. Si?
What?
Can you look at the TV real quick and look at that dog?
Yep. What about it?
You know what that dog's name is?
Nope.
Can you guess?
Si?
There it is. Grady from Darlington, Wisconsin. Willie, do you know where Wisconsin is?
Know where that's a top, boys.
That's a top, boys.
Follow the smell of the cheese.
Smell of the cheese.
Anyway, Grady emailed in and just wanted to thank us for all the episodes we've done and that he literally named his dog Si.
Literally going to the dog.
It is
that's
weird.
That's the height of compliment.
That's it.
There's a lot of dogs named Willie.
Actually, there's a lot of Sadies and Bellas. Uh-huh. Our girls apparently have dog names. I didn't say that. But there are a lot of dogs named Sadie and Bella. It's true.
There's a lot of dogs named Willie from about 2014. So
a lot of Willie dogs.
Time's ticking on those.
They name their kids Jace.
I've had a couple of people named Corey after me. A couple of babies. Sweet.
You've had a couple of Corys?
I've had a couple of Corys.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Couple emails.
Hey, one person named their kid Willie. Since Duck Dynasty started, not one person said, you know what?
I'll name him Willie.
Nope. Didn't happen.
They named their dogs Willie.
To be fair.
They named the dog Willie.
That makes a lot of sense.
You should have named one of your kids Willie. Hey,
I don't think that would have flown.
Think about the connection we'd have had for life.
Allison would have been like, hey, no. She wouldn't have gone with that. But Hey, appreciate you for emailing in, man. All right, we got one question today. And we got, this is kind of a family. We got grandparent. We got,
this is the brain trust.
The brain trust. New grandparents, newer grandparents. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like a child. So this is a family question. Gabriel from Wilmington, North Carolina needs some advice. His future father-in-law, pretty successful business dude, owns a company in Jersey.
Been there.
Have you? Flown in.
I've been to successful father-in-law. I've been to that city.
He's been to that
place. I burned that town down one time.
Oh. Yeah, actually, you got, this is a great one for you to answer, Willie. So about 5 months ago, he offered him a job.
Ooh.
And I will just say making big bucks. Him and his fiance can move in with their parents for free.
Easy, easy, baby.
And there's a bunch of, hey, look, over in that part of Jersey, apparently there's a lot of big deer and turkeys that he wants to shoot. So here's the problem. It all sounds good. Right now where he lives, he's very close with his grandparents.
Okay.
And they're both in their mid-80s and have made it clear to him that they don't want him to go anywhere. But he already accepted the job and he's leaving in late January. How does he break the news to his loving grandparents?
That is a tough one. That's like family, like you said, family all around.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a tangled web of like Robertson, Shackelford, Howard controversy.
Family is going to be a little upset no matter how you play that card. Yeah. Well, I guess it's just you have to just be honest. Just say, you know, this opportunity for our family and it has, I love you and this has nothing to do with how much I love you. I love you and I will be coming back as much as possible. I will say, I think that nowadays, like, I mean, we do have FaceTime. We do have airplanes and you can go visit, so don't be a stranger. Move and do what you have to do for your family, but go back home to your grandparents as often as possible. Make sure your kids stay connected by FaceTiming them and communicating with them and writing letters and all the fun stuff so they don't feel like you've abandoned them, but you're still a part of their life.
All right, I'm gonna have to make an interesting ruling on this one. My wisdom tells me this: split the grandparents in half. Take one with you, leave one there. So you've got something to go back to. They've been together long enough. They probably need some time apart. That's my ruling. Cut it in half.
Cut it in half.
Take one, leave one, switch them out. They're interchangeable. You can take another one, leave one next time you go. There you go. That's my ruling.
That's the ruling the boy made.
King Solomon.
Man, yeah, I was about to say, we got old wisdom from Solomon straight in the house of the duck call room today. Si, you got anything? Your kid, your grandkids and kids are older?
Well, I will say this. Hey, if you've had them for how many years, okay, because I didn't get to know either one of my, you know, father-in-laws, or not father-in-law.
Either one of them? Wow.
My grandparents. No, I didn't.
I didn't realize you had numerous wives.
Yeah. I didn't. I didn't get to know either one of the grandparents.
You
know,
I didn't realize that.
The men.
I got you.
Yeah. So, hey, you've had them time with them. And like Corey said, hey, you've got to do what's best for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but don't leave them out. You know, go back. Like I said, we got plans today. There's all kind of technology to use.
And you told me how much money you're going to be making. And, yeah, friend, you can afford a plane ticket.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to think about. Yeah, you got to think about.
You could, you can set your kids up and you can set yourself up and you can.
Hey, that's hard. It's hard. We have a lot of kids and we were really nervous that they may live somewhere else, you know. And we're fortunate that they live here, but that means another set. Yeah. In-laws is not right there with them. And so, you know, you have to figure that out. And that's just, I guess that's just life.
Yep, it's sticky. But I think you'd do the right thing, my man. But yeah, I like what Corey said. Just keep your grandparents in the loop. They've been there for you for a long time.
So. Well, working for your father-in-law, and were they moving in too with the parents?
Yeah, you might want
to tell you something. The problems you may have down the road may make the grandparent situation seem a lot smaller. So, like, you better focus in, lock in, because I have worked for my father-in-law. We have lived with her.
And both of those things worked out.
They did.
Just fine.
I'm just saying, we lived with them for like a summer.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all been great. Yeah, you gotta work.
Yep. All right. Well, that's episode 200. I'm going to send us out of here with a verse that I learned from a man in the room named Willie. You like that?
I like it.
He mentions it a lot of times.
What did Willie give you?
Well, in the beginning of John, they're talking about Jesus on his way. We're just about to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but there was a man named John the Baptist, and they were all trying to figure him out. Like, what is this guy about? What's he doing? And he said, hey, I'm just here doing this. And John 1:30 is what he said. This is the one I meant what I said. A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was here before me. So after 200 episodes, I know we've had a lot of fun. I know we've talked a lot of goofy stuff, and I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it as well. But I hope what we've done is put a smile on your face and just pointed towards Jesus, sometimes in heavy ways, sometimes in light ways. But we want everybody listening to know that you can have a real relationship with Jesus Christ. You can live forever. And while you're here on this earth, you can have an abundant life. And we're just trying to be examples of that.
And relationships.
And relationships.
That's it. Congrats, guys, on 200. See you at 400.
There it is.
Oh, boy. Now you believe in us.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.